conditional use number 2443, Coastal Bay Homes LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling units, two units, to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.138 acre more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Admiral Road within the Towers Shores subdivision. The 911 address is 39578 Admiral Road, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 115.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of a boundary survey plan, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Blake Carey from the Smith Firm in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, here on behalf of my client, Coastal Bay Homes, LLC. I also have Randy Petney with me, who's a member of Coastal Bay Homes, LLC. I think the mic's on and my socks are off, so we can get started.
You know about the socks, huh?
Yeah. First, with respect to the property itself, it's located within the community of Tower Shores. Its address is 39578 Admiral Road, Bethany Beach, Delaware. And its Sussex County TMP is 134-5.00-115.00. The applicant acquired this property in around April of 2021. The property was actually sold as a result of a public auction pursuant to a partition action in the Court of Chancery. At that time and currently, the property has and is improved by a very old beach cottage, no central heat or central air, and generally in pretty rough condition. To that end, it can't be used on a year-round basis at this point in time. It's the applicant's desire to remove the currently existing improvement and construct a multifamily duplex in an effort to enhance the property and improve the look and feel of Admiral Road, consistent with those structures around the property. The members of the applicant are familiar with the Tower Shores community. They own other properties there and have developed additional duplexes within Tower Shores. To that end, the applicant is respectfully seeking CU application number CU2443 to allow for it to construct one multifamily dwelling, particularly a duplex, on the property. Some other important facts for you to consider: the property is serviced by central water and sewer. No commercial activities would take place. This would purely be a residential property. If approved, the multifamily dwelling would be governed by a condominium association created by the applicant with its own unique restrictions, in addition to those restrictions of the Tower Shores community. All setbacks per the code will be met with the proposed duplex to be constructed upon the site. And it's also worthwhile to note that numerous properties within Tower Shores have been granted conditional uses to construct multifamily dwellings on the property. There are also several other multifamily dwellings that predated the code that exists within the Tower Shores community. And you'll see those. They're pretty evident on the map, but also in your application materials as well. So it's the applicant's position that the impact would be minimal, similar to those other conditional uses that are around this, adjacent to this property. With respect to the request itself and the reasons supporting the recommendation and approval, as I mentioned, the applicant seeking an ordinance granting a CU in a medium residential zoning district to allow the applicant to construct a multifamily dwelling, as I've mentioned, a duplex on the property. The proposal is located on a certain parcel of land known as Lot 7 within the Tower Shores community. 0.1377 acres, more or less, would be included in the conditional use area. And the amended and restated restrictive covenants for Tower Shores, which you should have copies of, which govern the community as a whole, do permit multifamily residences to be constructed on the property at Section 6. So there was a pretty old restriction recorded, and then that was also amended later on, which again is in your materials, and it does allow this property to be constructed within Tower Shores. The applicant is thus compliant with that provision and seeks only two family dwellings, a duplex here, as opposed to the four maximum that is permitted. The proposed conditional use is similar in character to the surrounding area and properties within the Tower Shores community, which include, as I mentioned, several other multifamily dwellings ranging from duplexes to larger multifamily dwellings and the like. There are also multi-unit condos along the beach there that you can see right along, I believe it's Ocean Road. So that said, these have all been permitted via conditional uses in the past or they predated the code. Upon my calculation, 19 conditional use applications have been approved within a 300-foot radius of the proposal, which were all multifamily. The proposed use will have no adverse impact on the character of the surrounding area or property values therein. DelDOT has determined that a traffic impact study is not necessary and the local environment will also not be impacted. The medium density residential parcel is located in a coastal area pursuant to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, which is a growth area. Notably, the plan outlines that a range of housing types should be permitted in coastal areas, including single family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units, and that appropriate mixed-use development should be allowed. Here, the applicant's proposed use is not an intense commercial use, nor is there any commercial use in nature, but instead, again, we're just simply seeking a multifamily dwelling to be constructed upon the property, here again, a duplex. As such, the proposed conditional use is permissible according to the plan. If you look at the CU map provided in your materials, you'll see that it's surrounded by to its east and west, other conditional uses for multifamily dwellings. County staff analysis of this CU did conclude that subject to considerations of scale and impact, a conditional use to allow for a single multifamily unit, a duplex at the property could be considered consistent with the surrounding land use, zoning, and other uses. As I mentioned also, any structures would be built pursuant to the requirements of the county, as well as Tower Shores restrictions and any other confines that are relevant to this property. The proposed conditional use will also benefit the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of Sussex County. You heard me say before that right now the property cannot be lived in on a year-round basis because it's not improved by central heat and air and it's also dilapidated. Proposed conditional use promotes the ability of the property to house those in the area on a year-round basis as opposed to the existing structure, which is again in disrepair. The use will also not impact neighboring properties or roadways. As noted in your application materials, the service level evaluation from DelDOT notes that the impact on traffic would be diminutive. Finally, the neighboring properties to the east and west consist of duplexes. Therefore, this property will provide a more cohesive and desirable aesthetic along Admiral Road should this conditional use be granted. That's pretty much my presentation. Certainly can answer any questions that you have, if you have any.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mayers.
I don't have any. Presentation covered my concerns.
Okay.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Oh.
Covered all my questions. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me. Thank you.
Staff? Anything? Okay. Counselor?
None for me. I just would echo.
I would echo what stated. Just that I'm surprised there's any properties left in there that aren't duplexes at this point, you know?
Right.
We've seen them over time, and it seems like it's somewhat
well, somehow
winding
we
down.
One.
Yeah, right. So.
Okay, lucky for you.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
All right, sir. All right, then if you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2443 Coastal Bay Homes LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2443? Anyone on the commission have any questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision